giant thick leaf because he's holding the ear and he's flapping the ear back and forth and touching it and rubbing it. And the ears, you know, big and flappy and all this. And he's like, an elephant, it's like a tree or like a leaf on a tree. And I don't know what you guys are talking about, a rope and a wall. You guys are way off. And the next blind guy, the fourth one, he's got wrapping his arms around the leg of the elephant. He's going, no, the elephant is like, it's like a pillar. It's like a pillar. It's big, it's round, it's strong. I don't know what you guys are talking about, a wall and a rope and a leaf. I don't know. You guys are just way off. It's like a pillar, like a post. And then the next guy, you know, he's on the trunk. He's holding the trunk. And he's like, you guys got it all messed up. I don't know what you're talking about, a pillar. I don't know what you're talking about, a rope and a leaf. I don't. What are you talking about? It's like a snake. It feels like a snake. It's long. It's, you know, soft and slender. And it moves and waves. And it's like, you guys are so wrong. Each one of them had a piece that was correct, but couldn't see the whole picture. They couldn't see the whole they couldn't see the elephant. So each one was touching a different part. So there's something to be said about perspective. There's something to be said about, you know, we don't see everything God has for us. We don't see often the whole picture. And so sometimes we can miss it and have it, you know, off. We're not seeing the whole thing. So we're thinking, well, God's like this or God's like that, or what God's doing in my life is like this. And you're just completely missing the whole picture because we can't see the whole picture. If God showed us everything, it would freak us out. It would send some of us running and screaming. And others, you know, we'd all have different reactions. So God gives us a step at a time. You know, faith, you take a step at a time. You believe God, and you take a step. The other thing and the other part of that is five men had different parts, and if you put them all together, you have an elephant. So his body, the church, we each have different parts. We're different parts. Different members, as the Bible says. We have a complete picture together. So there's something to be said for unity. There's something to be said for not saying one is wrong and the other is right, or pointing fingers at one another. You know, someone else may have a revelation. Does it mean they're wrong? No. It just means they're seeing a different facet of God. Maybe they're holding the ear and you're holding the tail. So don't be negative. Don't be giving them a hard time. Because they're just seeing a different facet. But if we put it together, if we work together, we can see the whole thing. So tonight I want to talk to you about perspective. In Luke 19, it's the story of Zacchaeus. And I want to read this. And it says, then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector. And he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste, or he hurried down, and he came down and received Jesus joyfully, or received him joyfully. Then it says, the crowd, talking about the crowd, it says, but when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. So I want to point some things out to you tonight. Zacchaeus made the effort. Let me give you a background. Tax collectors in that day were viewed horribly. And some of it rightfully so. I mean, in that culture, they were employed by Rome. Rome, when they came and took over a culture, they employed people of the different places and different people groups to be tax collectors. And they were to collect taxes for Rome. And so a lot of the system and the way it was, of course, there wasn't a lot of oversight. It wasn't like they were checking in with a computer. It wasn't like they had, you know, all the things we have now, checks and balances to watch over people. So there was a lot of abuses. Tax collectors collected more taxes than they should and kept some for themselves and did dishonest things. And that was a part of how the culture operated. So they were viewed in a very bad way. People hated them. And I mean, even in our culture, you can think about it. I mean, nobody really likes the IRS. So imagine if in our culture, that IRS agent, there was one specific to your area, to your block, to your street, to your city, that came around every so often and said, where's Rome's money? And took more than they should. It wouldn't be good. You wouldn't like that. So they were viewed as horrible, awful sinners. So, I mean, you're thinking, this is Zacchaeus. He's a short man, and he knows Jesus is coming. And so he's thinking, you know, there's something to be said about the effort that he made. He wanted to see Jesus. So he makes an extra effort than the crowd, a little more effort than the crowd. Yeah, he's short. Yeah, he needs to see over people. But he made the effort to go find a tree, climb up in it. And because he made an extra effort to see Jesus, it caused Jesus to notice him. I want to point something out to you. Think about all the stories in the Bible where people got healed or got their miracle. Think about the woman with the issue of blood that pressed through the crowd. Okay, first of all, let's back up on that and give a backdrop on that. When a woman had an issue of blood like that, they were ceremonially unclean. They were supposed to stay in their house. They weren't supposed to touch anybody or be around anybody till that stopped. And it was equivalent today, like somebody who, if they had Ebola, they'd be quarantined. Everybody would be like, oh, get away from me. So this lady comes where Jesus is and presses through a crowd. Just think about how many people she touches. She's breaking the rules. You know she doesn't feel good. She's breaking through, making the effort to get to Jesus to touch the hem of his garment. Because it says that he turned around and said, who touched me after she did? And of course the disciples are like, hey, everybody's touching you. You're in a thick crowd. What are you talking about? No. Somebody touched me who wanted to touch me. Somebody touched me with faith. Zacchaeus climbed a tree. He could have just as easily stayed home. I'm a sinner. I'm a tax collector. Nobody likes me. Jesus certainly doesn't want anything to do with me. Why should I even go out to see him? Why should I care? Because nobody, you know what I mean? He could have totally done that and stayed home. Or he'd stayed in the back of the crowd. Or even whatever. But he didn't. He pressed through. He climbed a tree to see. Then Jesus notices him and calls him down and says, I'm staying with you. The woman with the issue of blood was healed. David, King David, had a different perspective. He made an extra effort. He comes to deliver lunch to his brothers. All of Israel and Saul are scared of this huge giant Goliath. Their perspective is messed up. Their perspective is low. They're like, he's huge. We can't do anything about this. None of us can fight him. David, this little runt, comes along and he's got a different perspective. He knows God's huge. He knows he's massive. He knows God has his back. And he's like, what are y'all doing? Why are you trembling in fear? I'll take him on. He has a different perspective. Because he has a different perspective, he's willing to put forth more effort. Because Zacchaeus has a different perspective than the other tax collectors and sinners, he's willing to put forth some extra effort and climb a tree. Because the woman with the issue of blood has a different perspective, she's willing to press through the crowd to touch the hem of his garment. Because the Roman soldier has a different perspective, he's willing to walk up to Jesus and ask him to come heal his servant. Because blind Bartimaeus, the blind man, remember the blind man sitting on the side of the road? He can't see. He's like one of those guys with the elephant. He's standing on the side of the road when Jesus is coming by and he's crying out, "Jesus, Jesus, have mercy on me." Jesus hears him, calls him over. He can't see nothing. He can't climb a tree. He don't even know where to walk to get to him. He can't see him. But he believes, he believed what he heard about Jesus. And because he believed what he heard about Jesus, he had a different perspective. And because he had a different perspective, he made an extra effort to yell out. If you want to bring up the guy that was beside the pool of Bethesda, who couldn't climb a tree, who couldn't walk, that Jesus came to, think about something. Every time he's waiting by the water at the pool of Bethesda, and when that water was stirred by an angel, whoever was the first one in got healed, right? Where is he at? Where is this guy who cannot move? He's by the pool. Is it not effort to get by the pool? Is it not effort to sit there and wait? Is it not effort to not give up when so many people are getting in ahead of him for so long? God sees that stuff. Obviously, Jesus knew that. And who did he beeline to when he came to the pool of Bethesda with all these sick people around waiting to get into the waters that stirred? Who did he go to? The guy that couldn't make it in the water in time, but that still persisted, that still sat there, waiting, trying, that got himself there. Why? Because he had a different perspective. Because he had a different perspective, he made some more effort. Zacchaeus climbed a tree to get a higher vantage point. He was a short man. So that he could see, all he wanted to do was see Jesus. And because he made that extra effort, Jesus saw him. And that became, as it said, it didn't even say he asked for salvation. Jesus turned to him and said, when he responded and he said, "I'm going to give half of what I have to the poor, and anybody that I've wrongly taken from or falsely accused and done false things with, I'm going to restore fourfold." And Jesus' response to that was, "Salvation has come to this man's house today." Not only did he climb the tree, but he made a choice to make things right. He knew what he did wrong. He knew he took from people. He knew he took from the poor and the rich. It says he was a rich man. I don't know about you, but it's hard enough to get rich now. But in that day and time, I'm sure it was a lot harder. And tax collectors got there through dishonest means. Because I'm sure if it was done correctly, that Rome wasn't given a whole lot for them to go grab the money to bring to them. So they embellished. They did wrong things. And he knew that. So in response to Jesus calling him down in a face-to-face encounter with Jesus, after making an effort to even go see him, to go past the crowd, to get out of his house, to climb a tree, he goes, "I'm going to give half of what I have to the poor." You remember the rich young ruler that come to Jesus and he said, "What do I have to do to receive salvation?"
He went away sorrowful. Why? Because Jesus said, go sell all you have and give to the poor. And he wouldn't do it. But Zacchaeus did it without even being asked. There's a difference in heart and perspective. How we see God. How we see how this thing works, heaven. How we see this relationship with Jesus. How we see life and reality. There's something to be said about perspective, about how we see things. And we can see things wrong. We can see things like Israel did with David, where they're looking at the giant Goliath and they're trembling in their boots and nobody wants to confront him and they're all hiding out and nobody wants to go out to fight him. And then David comes along and is like, I'll take him on. You know, we're in one place or another. We're either looking at our circumstance, we're either looking at what's going on in our life or looking at who we are and we're thinking, oh, I'm no good. I can't do this. I got this sin issue. I got this thing going on. I keep messing up in this way. I keep doing that. And then we can be like the other tax collectors or like Zacchaeus was not, and be sitting at home or standing behind the crowd. Or we can choose to overcome all of that, because all he did different was get himself up into a tree. Make some extra effort towards Jesus. The lady with the issue of blood made an extra effort towards Jesus. Blind Bartimaeus yelled out, made an extra effort towards Jesus. David made extra effort towards God, not just once, but multiple times, many, many times in his life. That's why he was called a man after God's own heart. His perspective was right. He knew who God was. He also knew, we can read the Psalms, he knew God would forgive. He knew if he repented, God would forgive him. He knew if he cried out for mercy, God would have mercy. Some of these people we're talking about tonight just knew that he did miracles, just knew that he was, believed that he was God, just believed that he could perform a miracle. And they got that miracle, but they got more than that. They got salvation. They got a relationship with God. They had an encounter. I want you to think about something tonight. Of all the stories in Scripture, think about how many crowds, the crowd of 5,000 that was fed, the crowd that he was in when the woman with the issue of blood was there. All of these different stories where there were crowds of people. And then we read about people who made an extra effort and had a radical encounter with Jesus. A life-changing experience. Why? Because they had a different perspective about it. It wasn't, woe is me. It wasn't, I'm no good. It may have been, but even if it was, they overcame that. They stepped over that. They made an extra effort to press into Jesus, to go see him, to get in his path, to get in his way, to touch his garment, to get to where he was, to overcome a giant, to cross a Red Sea. Think about all these stories, all of these things in Scripture, all of these things in the Bible. And then let's boil this down to one thing, okay? Blind Bartimaeus couldn't see anything. He just heard. He just heard. Today we have Scripture. Today we have testimony. Today we see men and women that do things we can see, but most of the time we're hearing it. And then we have a choice that we're faced with. Are we going to choose to have a different perspective and climb a tree so we can have a different vantage point? Are we going to choose to press through a crowd? Are we going to choose to do something extra, something more than what we feel like doing? To get to him. To reach out and get what we need from Him. Healing, love, gentleness, meekness, kindness, temperance, salvation, relationship. Let me point out something else. Blind Bartimaeus. No. Zacchaeus. He's called down from the tree, standing there in front of Jesus. And he says, I'm going to give half of what I have to the poor, and if I've wrongfully accused anyone or wronged anyone, I'm going to pay back fourfold. He's not asked. Jesus didn't say, I know what you did. None of that happened. The people were complaining, saying Jesus is going to be with a sinner. But Jesus didn't say anything. One encounter. One real encounter with Jesus. And he wanted to make everything right. One real encounter with Jesus, and you will want to make everything right. There's no preacher that will have to convince you to stop doing this or doing that. There's no mom. There's no whatever, whoever it is that speaks into your life. There's no friend that says that's hurting you. You should stop doing that. That's messing you up. Yourself guilting yourself because you keep messing up. None of that. One real encounter like Zacchaeus had, where he made an extra effort to get in God's path, to be seen. Even though he wasn't trying, he wanted to see. But one extra effort, one real encounter with Jesus, and we will want to make everything right. No one has to convince us. We don't have to be talked into it. It's not guilt forevermore and trying to keep it up and make it right. No, one real encounter, and it's like Zacchaeus. I'm going to make it right. I'm going to do this. I'm going to give to the poor, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to give half of what I have. And then the ones that I've wrongfully accused or wrongfully, you know, whatever, I'm going to give them back four times what I took. See, that's a real encounter with Jesus. And that's what we got to have. We have to choose to make the extra effort towards Him. Now, it may not be climbing a tree or yelling out on the side of the road because He's not physically walking by. But it can be responding when He pulls at our heart to respond to Him. Reaching out to Him, praying, talking to Him, calling out to Him. Getting prayer, whatever it is. Reading the Word, getting in there and reading, whatever. There's all kinds of ways we make that effort. And each one of us, we'll do different degrees of one or the other, but the point of it is this. We need a real encounter like Zacchaeus had that causes us to want to make everything right. That causes us to want to change whatever it is we're struggling with. That causes us to want to rise up and fight the enemy and fight temptation and fight to be free. That causes us to want to choose to be real. And guess what the best part is? He gave us His Holy Spirit to help us. Zacchaeus didn't have that. David had it, I guess, in degrees and anointing and at times, but not always. You know what I mean? We have Him inside of us. We have a prayer language available to us. We have power gifts of the Holy Ghost that we can use to fight the enemy, that we can use to make that effort even more so. It's like the people we're talking about tonight and out of the scripture in Zacchaeus, it's like what they had, they made an extra effort, but it's on turbo with us. It's available to us. Now, whether we use it or not is up to us. It's up to you. We still have the same choice today that they had then. He's coming along. He's here. He's always available. He's everywhere at all times. That's what the Bible says. He's omnipresent. He's always around. But yet the majority of people struggle. The majority of people don't have a relationship with Him like that. Why? Extra effort. Perspective. How you see Him. He's a good daddy. He loves you. Zacchaeus was shocked when he got called out of that tree. He just got up there to look. He certainly didn't expect to get called down by Him. And then he definitely didn't expect to get Him to come to his house. But when he saw Jesus wanted to come to his house, he realized something. He realized He loves me. These people might think I'm horrible, dirty, nasty, whatever, but He doesn't. He's the one that matters. He's the one that matters. If He likes me, if he wants to come to my house, then He thinks good of me. Jesus thinks good of you. Jesus loves you. He loves me. He wants the best for you. He wants the best for me. He wants us to be free. He wants us free. He died for us. Let's bring up another story, okay? Jesus. If anybody made an extra effort, if anybody had the right perspective, He suffered the death of the cross for you and for me. He paid a price. He made the effort for us to have salvation. Zacchaeus climbed a tree. Jesus was hung on one for you and me because He loves us. Because He loved us then, He loved us before then, and He loves us now. He loves you now. No matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you did earlier today, no matter what you did last week, He loves you. Have the perspective. Choose to have the perspective that He loves you, that He will respond to you. Choose to want to see Him. And He will call you down out of that tree. He will come to your house. He wants to. If He's not already there. You know, if something is valuable to us, we make an effort for it. If something is valuable to us, we will make an effort for it. If someone is valuable to us, we will make an effort for them. All of these people made an effort towards God, towards Jesus, because He is valuable to them. Is He valuable to you? That's the question. If He is, then you'll make the effort. I'll make the effort. This extra, this above board. Anybody can put it in cruise control. Most of us do. But few climb a tree. Few choose to press through a crowd. Few choose to stand up to a giant. But it's available to all of us. Any one of us can do it. Anyone out there and anyone in here, if you're drawing breath and your heart is beating, you can make that extra effort to have an encounter with Jesus. I want to close with this story. Because oftentimes what happens is sin has this way of causing us to beat ourselves up. It has this way of causing us to think that we're lower than, that we're short in stature like Zacchaeus, that we can't overcome and all of that stuff. And it'll whisper in our ear and it'll keep us from responding and it'll keep us from making the extra effort. And so therefore, we need to change perspective and see that sin and see that stuff as smaller than, because it is smaller than God. He is bigger. The way we look at things, we have to change. We have to choose that. There was a coach of USC and he had a team. I don't know when this was, but his team was beaten by another team, like 51-0. They were humiliated. So everybody comes back into the locker room and they're all beat up and bruised and they've just been destroyed in this game, and it's just a horrible thing, and they're all down and they're just sad and embarrassed, and because they've been humiliated in front of this huge crowd and all this stuff. And the coach comes in and he stands up on the bench and he says, "Hey everybody, let me get your attention." Everybody gets real quiet and they look at the coach. They're real upset. And he says, "I want you guys to realize that there's 800 million Chinese people who don't even know this game was played. It's about perspective. You may be struggling. You may have some issues and habits that have been going on for 20 years. Change your perspective. You're not the only one. And you can be free. And Jesus is available to you just like he was available to Zacchaeus. He's available to you just like he's available to me. It's simply whether or not we're willing to put ourselves in his path. Whether or not we're willing to press through a crowd or stand up to a giant. And the giant can be the way we feel about ourselves. In fact, most of the time it is. In the New Testament it says the weapons, that what we're fighting now, our principalities and powers and rulers of the air. It's a spiritual battle. We're not facing a Goliath in the parking lot. We're facing a Goliath in here and in here. And the enemy amplifies that voice. He amplifies those feelings. That's what he does. So you got a choice tonight. I got a choice tonight. To stand up to that. To stand up to the mistakes that you made. To stand up to the mistakes that I've made. To overcome. To make the extra effort to climb a tree and get a new vantage point. To get a new perspective. To respond to God. To put yourself in his path. To do something more than you normally would do. God responds to faith. Agreement is one thing, but agreement and action is a whole different ballgame. That's what God responds to. Because real agreement is followed by action. It's followed by us standing up and doing something. Whatever that is. Standing up to our giant. Standing up to that sin. Standing up to that, what we fall short to, what we give into. Responding to Jesus. Making an extra effort to go after Him, to be hungry for Him. If you guys would stand up tonight. Just want to take a moment here and now and encourage you again. Change your perspective. Press into Jesus and change your perspective. If you'd close your eyes and just take a moment and think about Jesus. Just think about Jesus. Worship Him for a moment. Press in. Do something a little more than what you normally would do. Make an extra effort to Him. This altar is open. And if you feel God moving on your heart, if you're climbing up the tree or pressing through the crowd, is coming to this altar for prayer, then do so. Get up. Come up here. Pray. Press in. Believe. Climb. Whatever that is to you, press into Jesus. Believe Him to touch your heart. Put yourself in His path. Stand up to that giant of sin and mistake. Depression. Whatever it is. Temptation is not bigger than God. Depression is not bigger than God. Continually making mistakes is not bigger than Jesus. He's bigger than all that. So reach out to Him. Say, Jesus, reach out to Him.